getting an update on the latest tariff situation with Canada and China. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. There is a lot of uncertainty around the current tariff situation, especially when it comes to markets, and how that is going to affect them in the near future. After tariffs were announced the first time, there was a flurry of moves and countermoves from the United States, Canada, Mexico, and China. Several tariffs and retaliatory tariffs are in place. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Betty Resnick has an update on the current state of play.
We now have an additional 20% tariff on all Chinese products, and that went into effect in two different stages. The 25% tariff put on Canada and Mexico on March 4th has been paused until April 2nd for USMCA-compliant products. Canada's retaliatory tariffs that started on March 4th are still in effect and have been expanded in response to our new tariffs on steel and aluminum from all countries.
Resnick says that unfortunately, retaliatory tariffs will impact some agricultural products.
China's new retaliatory tariffs impact about $21 billion of agriculture products, with an additional 15% tariff on chicken, cotton, corn, and wheat, and 10% on a slew of other ag items, including sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, fruits and vegetables, and dairy products. Canada put a 25% tariff on approximately $5.8 billion of agriculture goods.
Canada's retaliatory tariffs include wine, fresh fruits, poultry, and dairy. But it's important to remember that this whole tariff situation is still changing.
The next big date we're tracking is April 2nd, and that's when the U.S. has said it will reveal and put into place its reciprocal tariff plan. The EU will also start its retaliatory tariffs stemming from our new aluminum and steel tariffs in April, so there's going to be a lot of action that first half of April.
Again, Betty Resnick, who is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.